The nation's drought is hitting South Carolina hard, and the community of Rock Springs, despite its name, is running dry. It's a low to middle income community, about 100 homes that rely on well water, and there's precious little of that. Alvin Wiley is on the water committee for Rock Springs.
I have enough water to get by on if we use it very cautiously. We have to, like, do laundry in the morning, dishes maybe a couple hours later, maybe take a bath 2 hours later. You have to space your water out, so it's a small amount of water coming into the well, but if you space it out, so far we've been able to get by. But each day we wonder, will I run completely out today?
Does it seem to be getting worse?
Yes, ma'am. It is getting worse due to the drought. We're kind of in a drought, too. And I have a neighbor that I talked with yesterday, and he had 3 feet of water in his well, I believe he told me, 3 weeks ago, and he checked it again yesterday, and it had dropped 6 inches, so it's dwindling away to nothing.
Well, what do people do who don't have as much water maybe as you have? What if they really have nothing?
Well, they have to try to haul it in, carry in their drinking water, which my well is contaminated, and I've been told, and I do not drink our water, but we do use it for bathing and laundry.
So you're bringing in bottled water to drink?
Correct, yes, ma'am.
Well, that's expensive.
Yes, ma'am, it gets expensive. Sure does.
How long has this drought been going on?
We've not had sufficient rain all summer. It's been like, I was talking to my nephew a while ago, and he says, I usually cut grass every week of the year in the summer, and he's only cut it 3 times this year, so that kind of tells me how bad the situation is for water.
Well, that might be the only good side to all this.
That's a good side of it, yes. I guess if you don't like to cut grass, that's right.
Is this true that the church there doesn't have water for baptisms?
Well, we have three candidates right now waiting to be baptized. So I would say the baptistry would hold probably 350, 400 gallons of water. A person is, the pastor gets in the baptistry, and the person being baptized is totally submerged in underwater.
Uh-huh. So that needs a whole lot of water right there.
Yes, ma'am. Some denominations sprinkle, but we are Baptist and we do fully baptize.
Mr. Wiley, have you ever seen drought this bad before in your town?
Not in my lifetime. I'm 64 years old. The conditions are worse now than I've ever seen. I have a little farm, about 100 acres, and we've got two streams that come through it. And I've never seen both streams completely stopped up, but there's no water running through either stream now, and you can actually get dust out of where there's usually a stream of water running.
Hmm. Now, what would it take to tie your town in with some sort of municipal water supply somewhere else?
Well, actually, we're very close to some water systems now. We're within a half mile of water on two different sides. It's a financial thing. We're talking about $550,000 is what I've been quoted. And we're trying for grants, but they've told us it would be at least next year before they could get grants to do this.
Oh, so just about $500,000 to connect you with that other water supply.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you think that might happen next year?
Well, we've been told that it's coming for really 3 years now, but it's looking more promising possibly next year. It just depends on the grants, whether we get money or not.
Well, Mr. Wiley, what are people there going to do?
We don't know. We're just hoping and praying and trusting God to send us rain and hoping this county water will get to us. We're getting promised possibly next year, which is a whole year away, and right now we don't know what we'll do.
Well, Mr. Wiley, best of luck to you and everyone else there in Rock Springs.
Thank you, and maybe you'll get the word out to somebody that can help us financially or something.
Alvin Wiley's on the Water Committee in Rock Springs, South Carolina.